Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ihambe njalo ke I three songs in a row siphuma ngobusi hadebe uthi oh mohau wa modimo phambi kwakhe sabusi song betusile mcinga ethi ngena Noah. Utasha Cops naye washo kamnandi ethi overflow ngiyathemba nawe lapha ekhaya uzithokozele le ngoma ngidedicatela ke bonke omama bazalwane bengithe sizoxoxisana no Pastor Lebo Mashile kukhona nje ukungahambi kahle ngeyincingo ngoba bengizokhuluma naye over the phone kodwa ke angikwazi ukuthi ngimthole ya so kusho ukuthi ke sesizoqhubeka nje si celebrate abomama uma mhlambe nawe bowuthandile ukuthi ungene unomyalezo for umama for abomama abahlale indima empilweni yakho o umyalezo nje ya othanda ukundlulisela kuwo wonke umuntu kumama asimsebenzise noma sisebenzise lesi sikhathi esinaso lesi siqhubeke nje siba celebrate kuze kuyoshaya laphaya u4 o'clock ungangena nawe washo umyalezo wakho live on air ku 0123341322 ungathumela i voice note ku 0826572729 nge WhatsApp noma ke uthume get texts sithi losuku lungawe mama happy Mother's Day ithingindlule ngala bese ke siyaqhubeka ngayo imyalezo ebhekiswe kubo bonke omama
sitshele ukuthi ucabangani sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele I WhatsApp ku 0826572729 Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Find your faith on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Asiphinde sibuke la eBhayibhelini ukuthi iBhayibheli limchaza njengomuntu onjani umama. iBhayibheli ke defines a mother according to ini? According to I purpose. Her purpose, noma ngathi purpose ka mama. Her purpose is one who binds the family together, holding them together individually and collectively through ini, through uthando nangama actions wakhe. That is a biblical definition kamama. So asiphinde sibuke ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena umdefine kanjani umama. Sesekuyona leyo ukuthi njoba iBhayibheli li define umama according to ini, according to I purpose. Wena lapha ekhaya umama uyini kuwena? Uma umdefine umama umdefine kanjani? 0123341322 siyaqhubeka nokucelebrate omama isikhathi ke sithi 26 after 3 kunomyalezo la ongenile uthi I really miss my mom who went to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey. Yeah, kubuhlungu ukulahlekelwa ngumzali, kubuhlungu ukulahlekelwa ngumama. Kodwa sibonga umoya ongcwele, siyambonga nayo uNkulunkulu ngoba uyikho konke kuthina bazalwane. Sawubona Dumelo semoyeni.
Hello me, likai.
Reteng likai.
Reteng ke Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
Okay, si Pastor Lebo.
Oh, Pastor Lebo. Yes. Okay, ere ke gotlela ho wena. Ke kopa o tshware phone Pastor Lebo.
Okay, ke a ke tsebo phone tsheteng ho bana ntse sa le ho nna.
E ya la.
Ke
matlala
ke di mamese ke e metse di pina tsa e tre hore ha di fela o tla phone so ha ke tsebo re why is again. E
ya kena e ya drop.
073.
Yes.
I think phone lang 068 and I go phone thing ka yona.
All right. Okay, Pastor Lebo.
All right.
Okay. So bye.
All right. Oh, okay. Pastor Lebubuyele kithi na so ngibonile inkinga ukuthi ikuphi arutle omong molaitsa o shebisitsweng ho bomme o hlangkonta terapi.
Dumela ndumela osbahle. Dumela bohle le bomme Happy Mother's Day. Bomme ka ofela ba mametseng le bohle ke re Happy Mother's Day modimo a le etse ka mahau a morena Jesu Kriste. Le bohle ba kulang ba di hospitala le bohle ba di tronko bohle bo mme ka ofela ke re mohau wa Jesu Kriste le lerato la Modimo le kopano ya mayahalalang di be le lona ka go sa fele o se batle o bua le ntate Rabi go tswa ka mona ka Sebokeng. Dumela ngwanese Modimo a retse ka mohau ke a leboa bo mme e bang letsatsi le monate ka lebitso la Jesu amen.
Amen. Re a leboga haholo ntate Rabi ka molaetsa o montle o shebisitsweng ho bomme ka ofela. Ya, se gcine simtholile o Pastor Lebo. Hey Pastor Lebo, dumela.
Dumela se a sebetsele kae?
Ke teng. Kore ke o introduce itse ka be ka gutla hape ka apologizer. Hey batong.
I wonder not all for the thing in there. Oh, when I get to the phone, waiting.
I'm going to go to the airport.
Yes, ka 10 to something gaule unless ka 10 to ha nna ke tsa o ka tsola pelelelele pastor aseke then a ka ofa testimony ya BFA enyane e affecting yena SMA.
Okay, no sir,
I will give you number ya hi and then na be kitama wena botsola pele ho bana already sekele mo airport event.
Okay. All right, ar sebedise hena ko e re setseng ka yona, re tswelle pele ka yo powerful testimony joba ke uye wa share that other week, ke e ka ba highlights nyana hore kana Pastor Lebo o sherile ka ho hola ha hao and wa share hape mola so hudile o sebetsa wa kena lenyalong ke nahana hore re felletse hona mo and then wa bua hape le ka hore o sale wa shebana le challenge ya cancer but Modimo a o fodisa.
Amen.
And that is why le today Pastor Lebo a saleteng and then a tswella pele ka hoetsa mosebetsi wa Modimo le hore he o tlise tshepo le ho babang because ha re bua so hona le babang ba ileng hore ba go dipetlela wa tseba keng ba ya pendulwa ngapha na ngapha and ha sana le tshepo a re hotsweng ha ka moketlotswa se ke sa phile but ngoba uNkulunkulu esimaziyo uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo siyazi ukuthi uma ethi akakabiso nesikhathi ngeke kwenzeke it doesn't matter hore oshebani lihukula ho hojwang sizwile from your testimony Pastor Lebo.
Amen.
Mhm. Ungaqhubeka.
Oh amen. Hey azibahle serile moyeng.
Yes, umoyeng. Mhm.
Okay, kiribedi sa ba mamedika lebitso le matla lebitso la Jesu Kriste wa Nazareth.
Amen.
Ke leba as the she. Yes, ka nete ke mametse the song ereng ka nete mo ha wona ha isale umphithela ke maketse.
Mm.
Ke maketse phela.
Yes.
You know, go bana ha ne se ka mo ha u. You know, repela ka mahau ka nete. So happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Morena aletse hantle, morena ale fodise. Ka lebitso la Jesu. Yes, asbashe, you know, being a mother is not easy. And re bua ka ho kula haka and then ha fetsa mao e le hore ke fetsa ho nyala and
and now I'm expected to have children. Ke kile lenyalong, and here I am 2 weeks after ke fetsa ho nyala. Now I am sick. So yeah, and now there's no honeymoon in this house. Here I am. I am a woman with the issue of blood. Here I am. I am bleeding. You know, I am bleeding nonstop, and I can't even say, because now so how do you even start to say I am sick, ukata onyala, you know? And now as a young woman, how fishal nyalong, everybody ushebile dikhodi hore how now dikhodi diatamaya dilemo diatamaya, and the child is not coming. So the pain of barrenness, the pain ya ho se be lengwana o le lenyalong, I don't think any woman who has never gone through that will ever know or experience the cruel pain of being barren. So the pain ya hore ka nnete every month you are waiting for hore di period di skatla, and how santanang ore modimo next year this time. Next year, this time is coming, and boom, you are still bleeding. How na anything? Estopang. So, kiri kia, habonta, telebona, they are saying, helang, wanana wako joni. You know, wanyano wako joni, ui jeto ruto jachale tabutu arona. Because now, wanyano wako joni, hati singwana. You know. So, then, botata bahaya ki, asati singwana. And I think there's something ailing hore bom matale, they don't understand. Hore ngwana comes from God. You know, hamarena are, I have knitted you together in your mother's womb. You know, ngwana is a blessing that comes from God. Ngwana hasn't cho we get zanyona e oring, you know what, today kilo ita ngwana, and then ngwana boom. So when we have children, children are a blessing from God. I think because rebale bana easy, we don't know hore children are a blessing from God, and we don't understand the pain. And you go to church, and bom meba upepita dim, but to say hey abatung hune wunyeti, eh ifongo no mungwana, you know. So yeah, everybody's just expecting a child from you, and you don't know how to make a child. So understand that Rachel, when Rachel was saying to Jacob, Jacob, give me a child or I die. Because I'm sure Nanahana, the humiliation, Yahuru, you know, when you don't have a child, and it's worse as a woman, worse in our culture, it's like you are the one who is wrong. Because we don't understand that a child comes from God. Yeah. You know, when Hannah and Allah, she is saying to the husband, Elkanah Bona, but right now I want to feel like a woman. You know, I want to feel like a woman. Because even if at least in Gaba pregnant, at least and then it is worse amongst us as women. You go to work, about the labor pains, and not even caring, you have never had even one. And they will start to say, hey, naka waka wabi wani, kaluma di kobo ka di kata di atabuwa. And luana uhala uzeba peini yewe ya hore. Ilur vele ke neti uzo di tabu la di kobo. Ilur ke neti uzo sebeta utline li rufu and di labor pains di ita. But nobody even says to you, let me pray with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Nobody says to you, I understand that you're going through something that we don't know. Nobody says to you, makoti o ngwana wa motho le wena ka nnete modimo ke yena tlisang bana. So nobody understands this pain, because when everybody asna chelete e ba hore no, when you have money you can do it. But then when dintho di etsahala, nobody cares for you. You are on your own because you don't have a child. So, but when anything is shokahala, then when you can do it, because when you can provide, it's like when you are barren, people are saying, what are you doing with your money? What are you doing with your money? Because when you don't have a child. So when you can take anybody to school, when you can pay whatever anyone wants from you. But nobody ever comes to you to say, King, when are we shokang? As a barren woman. So Ushabalaka ring when I chelet how I to anything. Because haina any child. As if it had in responsibility, King wana fail. Can't see there are other needs without a child. So it was 6 years of hell on earth for me. Because now I was asking myself, did I keep my virginity for Mahala? Did I live a holy life for Mahala? Why are you not answering? So where are you? Why can't you defend me? Do something. So now you ask yourself, Horimudimu, did I live a holy life for Mahala? Nah. So why must I go through so much pain? Why must I go through so much bleeding? When ke emetse botshabaka. But ka hara dintsetsa ka ofela Ausbasha, I remember to hore ka nnete ke modimo o tshepahalang o reng he is faithful to those who are faithful. So ke modimo o tshepahalang maema sa tshepahale. Ke modimo o batlang hore re be le tumelo ho yena because ha hona any other doctor o tsebang ho etsa ngwana. You know, Hanabari bought Doctor Batiba with Havana. It was going to be very easy. Hanabari medicine with Havana. It was going to be very easy. But Mwana Utwa Homodimo. So Kahara, now I am fighting against time. So Kahara, all the pain, the prayers, the waiting, you know, Hahona, the pain, it's only the waiting. So, all that I was doing was to say, Mudimo, I know that you are faithful and I believe against all odds. I believe that you are God, Mudimo. So I want to talk to a woman oring, I can't have children. Horebona, Mudimo kia na otibangu hetabana. You know, hahona mezi, hahona oile, hahona lechwaya, hahona anything. It is God. When we call upon him, he's God who answers. He's God who knows to open our wombs. He is God to silence the voice of the enemy against our lives. He is God who takes the shame from us. You know, I think every time I was giving a seed to say, Mudimu, change my situation. You know, like the Shunammite woman, I was believing God. I was saying, Lord, I will give a seed unto you. You know, Horemutimu, change my situation. And 6 years later, Kasle Masabi 7, then my daughter came. And wow, what a joy. You know, what a joy after waiting for so many years.
Sure.
What a joy. Ahora ori, why? My goodness, I am pregnant. Like, I'm pregnant. You know, I am pregnant. I'm pregnant. And at that time, I still have a tumor inside my womb. So it is impossible. But believing God against all odds, trusting in him. You know, umutepe mayemo asa tepahale. Umutepe when everything else says, hanohona, uhupule hore, kimudimu opalelwa, uhupalelwa. You know, Kaslimo 77, here I am holding a baby in my hands, and I'm like, my goodness, Lord, you have done it. You did it. You are God. Like, you are God. You are God, and there is no other. And I'm happy, and I'm celebrating this child. And when she turned 1 year, 1 month, all of a sudden in the house, she was sick, and she died. Oh. Like, when I say she died. I remember during that 6 years, we were praying. Meshobi was praying with us. And at that time, she was like my Elijah. And I was like, hi, there is just no way. You know, calling her at midnight hour to say,
At that time, I am with my colleague and who was visiting us at home at that day. And then she checks the child and she says, And I'm like, you know, Mpumi wana hasho. I don't know, there's no past, there's nothing. This child is gone. And to her, I'm saying, you know, Mpumi wana kahasho, wana kahasho, Mpumi. It's impossible. She cannot die. She's a seed. She's a seed. She cannot die. And then at the same breath, I take a phone. I call Dr. Seven and I say, hey, Wanaka Oshwile, Wanaka cannot die. Bona Wanaka cannot die. It is impossible. Yeah. She cannot die. So you better call on your God. Wanaka cannot die. And we call the paramedics. Basisha, an hour later, the child is cold, Azbatle. The child is cold. The child is gone. You know, medically speaking, I can see that she's gone. Hiyo. Mara, I am saying, Lord, there is no way. This is my seed. So she is going nowhere. And the paramedics comes and they say, no, this is police case. And then the child started coughing. And they said, no, that was the last gasp. And I was like, no ways, it was not the last gasp. And they take the child to the hospital. And then then she wakes up and she says, Jesus. And then half a time, I see you. Then the following day, but I know you can comfort your child. Like, there's nothing wrong with this baby. Then Wana started complicating. Wana started convulsing. And then Hafeta Abaiba unconscious. Aba unconscious for the next 3 months. And Ha'a laid that unconscious. Then they said, Wana sali brain dead. And then the right side, Kehasei Shrile. And they were like, there's nothing that can be done for this child. So, Mosebeng, Mofeng, the last support, because there's nothing that we can do anymore. The child is going. And when they said that, in my heart, Hatsoha, Inaya Horekaniti, you are the Lord that healeth us. You are the Lord our healer. Umudimu asahluleheng. Umudimu wadit hepisot ahau. Umudimu ohoneng humfodisa. Umudimu obutin pupelo yaka ikwetri. Umudimu otepahalang. Umudimu omfodisi tenkile shohoro hufedile. So umudimu even moilong horobo doctor are saying it is impossible. It is where my faith was saying according to men, it is impossible, but not according to God, because we serve God of the impossibilities. We serve God. You know, that day, Barenka haba total cancel abaru jota hore, you know, lilo nala bona litatile kase feli. Remember, kanako osbashe, hore, I'm a professional nurse. Lina kia bona ora waputa. Ah, waputa. This child is going. Mara, I am saying, you know what, kaniti, mwanaka haona mayang. And now nurses are coming in. And basupa naka, you know, you wanna run to the thing. You wanna run to the thing. And I'm like, bona mwanake, hakia saina a consent form. So you are going nowhere. You're not going anywhere. As long as God is still on the throne, you're not going anywhere. And guess what? Out of the blue, the child started vomiting something. And then and she said, wake up, eri nepi. Because she started milestone ya high, it was very fast. So by one and that bua perfectly. So her papa, it was like
wow.
And he was awake. And everybody, the doctors came and they were like, this is weird. It is impossible. And I was like, it is not impossible. It is God.
Yeah.
God is faithful. When everybody else is saying, when I want to talk to
a barren woman. I want to talk to a woman, or you know what, I am giving up on my child. My child is on drugs. My child is on whatever. But I want to talk to you today, hore. Dula mangweleng o tsebe hore Modimo ha hlulehe. Modimo wa rona o nane matla above any situation that you are going through. Modimo wa rona ke Modimo o leng karabo. Modimo wa rona ke Modimo in Isaiah 61 o reng ke tlile hobane ke bona hore pelo ya hawe bohloko ke tlile. To bind the broken heart. Ke Modimo o tsebang when our hearts are broken. Ke Modimo o leng hore o re when you call upon me I will answer and he truly answers. Ke Modimo batlang hore ridule dula me dula la ha so bona ka reng ka nete ha sa duleya dula mangweleng o tshepe Modimo. So we went back with the child home and we were excited hore wow ke Modimo. But then at that time I was pregnant. When I was going through the hospital journey every day, I was pregnant, the second child.
Wow.
And now I couldn't even enjoy my pregnancy because I was going through this pain of saying, Lord, I can't lose this one. And hayana aitwa petlele, really show her, wow, you know what, now we can breathe. Hayana discharge your petlele ka November. Ka December, my father died because of cancer. And then half a more, ka February, I had to go and deliver. And then my child lived only for one day. And we lost him.
The second one gone. Now.
The second one
within
was gone.
They a just short called space. Me
got, within 2 months.
Oh,
you know, they just
goodness.
Called me, got ICU, and they said, we couldn't save him, so we have switched off the machine, and they gave me a dead child. So I was not given a chance to say, okay, let me fight for him, let me pray for him, let me do this. You know, immediately hakikena, they just switched off and said, unfortunately, we couldn't save her. We couldn't save him. But it's a couple of the Horelica Haramayamo, Timo, Tepahana. When you stand next to the grave, Ulim me, Hauna me or Sokango Emma, Ibeena Abulukangwana Hai. I think we all want our children to be the ones. Barrietang, and when Uluza Mwana or Noki Muluzita just after I did, people think for no Samotribi. So, you know, has to pay me a gallo. But nobody understands that 9 months that you were waiting, you know, you were bonding with this child. You were expecting, the room was ready. And now, kitwako spetele, with an operation, kitwako spetele, le matwele aditlang aling ready hunyanta, kitwako spetele with a scar, sekisontong kese nese, but with empty hands. But it's that
sure. Pastor Lebo, ibuhloko the testimony. Why kere ibuhloko? Because hona le me omong o ileng hore ha re bua so ke ntho ileng hore o shebane le yona right now. But I'm happy hore o share this testimony because o tlisang ho yena, o tlisa tshepo hore Zong bana ba sa hlola ba phila but seo ha se re Modimo le yena o shwele.
No way, asase Modimo wa phila ene Modimo o tseba hore o re savile from eng e leng hore o no sa tlo gona
ke
mo ngwana o a nemo hore o no sa tlo gona to handle the pain e ngwana na tla ba tsa kara yona. So sometimes dintho di a etsahala in our lives, but you know when Romans 8 e re so shedi etsahala botleng, you know, at that time we don't understand hore ka nnete di etsahala botleng jwang, because losing a child, losing a husband, you're losing a mother, losing a friend, when you are still waiting for this person to be there for you.
Yeah.
So, So, I was going to share when that happened 20 years ago. But let me tell you, I had to go through
the trauma and talk of Alayana, and God healed me, you know. So, as the Shenakaka say, Fishile, play me, it don't hear.
Okay. Holuki lehe Pastor Lebo. Samo palama play ni Pastor Lebo. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bazalani sizoqhubeka nayo Pastor Lebo next week njengoba uze ukuthi ke sika la kunomsindo khona. La kunomsindo khona. Ithi senze kanje, let me call u Pastor Dudu ne azoyiqedelela le ndaba ukuthi why it is important to attend a beauty for ashes okuzoba I camp ngoba izoqala Friday until Sunday. Ya asitshele kabanzi ukuthi why it is important ukuthi singabomama and then sizoba kuyona le nhlangano. Angenze nje bese ke ngiyamthola.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Yebo simbonile uNkulunkulu empilweni ka Pastor Lebo Mashile njengoba ke beka share i testimony yakhe ukuthi nanoma isimo besingesihle kuneyinyembezi kunakho konke kodwa ke wahleze emethemba uNkulunkulu kunomyalezo la good afternoon sister Bahle I'm listening to your live now where a sister is testifying about God's goodness right now. Uthi where will I get it please? Mam Audrey ungayithola ku podcast wena njengena ku Radio Pulpit website and then uye laphaya ithi podcast then you click ku podcast and then you search for the program Julangezwi and then ufake ne date if usebayifakile uzoyithola lapho the program uJula Ngezwi uyashola u Pastor Dudu nginaye la elayinini bazalwane kodwa bekathumele umyalezo uthi we know this God of beautiful ashes that he heals the broken heart. He wants us to be whole. Beautiful ashes taught me about my family's foundations. Yeah, from Umama Dudu Ebinoni. Omunye utila hallelujah. Indeed, Jesu ufense Eva Mashile. It's a living testimony. Apostle Mashile's children living testimony. They continue to defy the enemy's attacks because of the faithfulness of God. Happy Mother's Day, Apostle Lebo. Umyalezo uphuma kutumi. Pastor Dudu, ngicela silalele nale voice note ne ngaphambi kokuthi uzosivalela yona. Yeah, asilalele la ukhali mambo.
All right, thank you. Asibingelela nkosazana, asibingelela kubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakade wethu indzaba lethukotisako.
Amen.
Encwadi nama Proverb chapter 3 verse 5 to temba uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho.
Mhm.
Nayo yonke inhliziyo yakho.
Yebo.
Amaphoyi ngomnyaka 1989 amaphoyi seinternet star yasezweni laseGerman. Ekupheleni kombuso lo wesocialism wokhona ngoba iGerman yahlukaniswa kabili. Kune Republika Federal, kune Republika Democratic alma.
Mm-hmm.
Manje amaphoyisa abikela umama uLydia ukuthi indoda yakhe yabulawa udokotela.
Mm.
Lo bekamthembe kakhulu.
Mm.
Ambikela. Manje ke iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi sithembe uNkulunkulu, uJehova uNkulunkulu. Manje ubaba wayethembele kakhulu emuntwini.
Yeah.
Le ndaba kamama leza nayo umfundiso isi kugcuzela sonke ukuthi sibeke ithemba lethu kuNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Kukuhle, kungekho kuhle, kumnandi, kungekho mnandi. Ithemba lethu libe kuNkulunkulu. Kani mama?
Kali mambo. Yo, Pastor Dudu sawubona?
Ngitsese khona mama. Thank you.
Unjani mama?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila sesibahle njani?
Hayi nathi siyaphila. We can't wait ukuthi sibe ku beautiful ashes ngomhla ka 23 kuze kube umhla ka 25. So ngithe nje ngoba asivalanga kahle no Pastor Levi ngoba beka sa agijimele ukuyobamba i plane ngathi ke angimfake u Mam Dudu and then asivalele yona kahle ukuthi why ku important ukuthi si attend this event.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sis Bartley. So it's important for the family to attend the conference at BFA. Pastor Lebo touched on her testimony, but you'll also experience how God wants us to be healed as the body of Christ, how God wants us to take up our position, because we get into our churches, we get into the ministry, and we are broken. And as we know that hurting people hurts others, but in BFA, it will then, if you come there, family, you will experience the love of God. And there at the camp, we'll be having Africa coming together. As you would note on the poster, it says that the theme of the camp, it says Africa, tell your whole truth. This is when God is saying, Africa, I want you to prosper again. Africa, I want you to be united, because this is the time for God to revive Africa. So it will be very important. Ningaphuthelwa balaleli, come join us at the camp. It's only 1.9 if you are joining us from Friday until Sunday at 1,900, which is, it includes accommodation. It also includes catering as well. And come and experience the different speakers from the different countries within Africa. Mm. So, yes, mama.
So, nimema abo baba, nimema abo mama. Wonke umuntu nje angafika.
Simema wonke umuntu sisibahle ezazozwela naye, ezazozwela about I touched on foundations ukuthi ama altars that we have in our families, altars, they will hear from the different speakers and what God is saying about Africa at this time. So simema bo mama abo baba abantu abasha beze bazozwela, because uJehova uses all of us. Akabheki ukuthi umncane, akathi no, because when you are this old, you are young. He uses everyone, so everyone must come and join us.
Ngizwa ngathi indawo ishintshile, is it true?
Yes, so the venue is now Eparis at Dome Inn.
Okay.
So the family can come, yes. Abalaleli bangenza bazosijoina eParis in Dome Inn.
All right. Ngomhla ka 23 kuze kube umhla ka 25 angithi.
Yes. So for the same date.
And then for more info, ba contact abani.
So for more info, they can contact myself, which is Ududu on 076-942-9966. Or they can contact Osnewo on 073-664-1689.
Ngicela waphinde.
Or they ma number ka Dudu at 076-942-9966. Or they can contact Osnewo on 073-664-1689. About more information. 1689.
Yes, ngoba last time angithi besi-announce ukuthi izoba eBenoni. So now i-venue access eBenoni kuseParis.
KuseParis, yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Mam Dudu. Sizophinda sivale futhi no Pastor Lebo njoba azobuya futhi evikini elizayo, ngoba hey, today beka bekuyisiphithiphithi njena. And i-BFA i-founder nguyena ngithi uPastor Lebo Mashile.
Yes, she's a visionary. She's the founder of Beautiful Asia.
Yeah. Kusho ukuthi ke nabezayo le testimony yakhe basazoyizwa. So mama, if mhlambe ilokhu nawe obhekane nakho uPastor Lebo njoba bekashare ukuthi bekalahlekelwa yingane, but ke ekugcineni uNkulunkulu wayisula lezo inyembezi ngoba bakhona abantwana noma alahlekelwe ilabaya, kodwa uNkulunkulu uye waphinda wambusisa ngabanye. So sithi glory be to God. Pastor Dudu, see you on the 23rd.
Thank you so much, Sis Bahle. Thank you, Balaleli. We'll be waiting for you to come join us, even if you come just for Saturday. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Mm. Yeah, niyazwela bazalwane uma uthanda ukuattenda this powerful conference. Registration isavuliwe njoba eshilo ke uMam Dudu ukuthi ba contact ku 0769426699 noma ku 0736416689. Okay, sizongena esigabeni sokugcina. Sekashayile 4. Yeah, sesingenile esigabeni sokugcina. Thingenze kanje bese ke ngiyamashara uPastor Triumph njengoba ke sizoqhubeka nakulolu suku sikhuluma about spiritual growth. So today sizobuka ukubaluleka kwe ministry of prayer and the word ekutheni ukwazi ukuthi ukhule spiritually.
Thapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit mushumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
You are part of a community that believes in the life-giving word of God. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Mhm. Awuthike ngimashare la umfundisi ngalomhlabelelo kaThamela Man ethi he did it.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.